the Crown Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today we're going to be talking about gossip, drama, and insecurities. Oh my. Yeah, we're going to get right down to it. Here's the deal, you guys. Let's talk about gossip for a second. So first of all, gossip, so unnecessary to bring into your life plan. Honest to God, we're all a product of gossip. It's just a thing. It's part of our conversation. We just talk, and we say things we probably shouldn't be saying and talk about people we probably shouldn't be talking about. You know, my mom told me something once when I was younger. She always said, Lisa, you can only say things about people that you would directly say to their face. So I have to pass that along. It's so true and such a great reminder. The other thing too is gossip doesn't really serve you. It really doesn't. It puts you in a place, in a space where you're kind of getting in muddy water and kind of getting yourself in a little bit of unnecessary turmoil, and it really doesn't serve your life. The reality is gossip is, my perception of it is, you know, talking about people's life and business that isn't your business to be talking about. It's just one of those things. And don't get me wrong, you know, I have struggled and fought with this growing up in my life as well, and just realized, like, gosh, I really don't feel good when I talk about these things. It's not a great reflection of me. And I have spent years really trying to identify what am I doing right now and stopping myself sometimes in my tracks. Like, you know what? I don't want to talk about this. This is not a good place and space for me. It's not my business. So the gossip piece, I want you to be really in a state of awareness that it's just not necessary. You know, if you don't have facts and it doesn't feel good coming out and it's not something you would say in somebody's face, then that's your cue that, you know what? Let's just not even go there. The other thing is drama. People, you know, drama. It's just one of those things that I don't know why it adds excitement and different conversations and laughter and you know, it adds that into our world. Again, another thing not necessary. To me, what do you really want in your life truly? What do you really, really want? Is it happiness? Really? Is it joy? Really? Is it peace? Really? Is it those things? If you're someone listening right now and that really is your forefront, what really matters to you in your life right now, then I want you to check in with yourself when it comes to anything in your life that is drama, or if you find yourself gossiping. If you work on, and I'm not saying being perfect about it, I'm saying chipping away, being in a state of awareness that when you start going down that road, go do the moonwalk, back on out of that thing. Because the truth of the matter is, it just doesn't serve you. And I always think, my girlfriend Carla, she said to me the other day that when people are doing something to you, so if someone's fully gossiping to you, they're fully gossiping to others. It's just one of those things, like how people show up in their conversations and their choices of words and how they attack a situation is how they're probably doing it when you're not around. Really resonated for me. And it's true. And I was like, you know what? I got to say that on my podcast. I want to give a shout out to my friend right there. So I just want to encourage you to be aware. That's huge, okay? And the other thing is the insecurities. That was another one. We all have insecurities. I feel like it's part of being a human, you know? I just don't want to discount the fact that we can't be secure in every single category that we have. But sometimes based on our insecurities, that's where it flares up our gossip, and that's what flares up our drama. I want to do a little check-in. Check in. What are you talking about that's pissing you off so much or getting you all, you know, out there talking away and drama and all that stuff? What is really the root of what's going on? It's amazing when you're quietly checking in and you say, maybe it's because I'm jealous. Maybe it's because I want that too. Maybe it's because I want her to fail or him not to succeed or, you know, whatever. Check in about what's going on deep inside to make that come up for you. Because I just want to tell you, living a life where you are in a state of gratitude, when you are feeling and thinking positive thoughts, when your energetic vibration out to anybody that you encounter is, you know, kind and refreshing and positive and a feel good, it's magnetic, let me tell you. You know, these are the few attributes here that's like, when you're in that place and space, wow, who are you? You know, in this world and to everybody around you when you have that type of energy and that type of focal point. You know, gosh, I always say, when in doubt, get in a space of gratitude. When you're having a bad day, start listing out all of your blessings or all the things in your life that you're just so grateful to have. It will really turn you back around. And the other thing too is we are going to get ourselves in situations where we gossip or there's drama or we get pissed about something and then all the rules fall out, you know, the window. But it's always about stopping, checking in with yourself, circle back and say, hold on a second. Let me get a hold of this thing and see how I can, you know, change or shift my perspective, my attitude, my energy, and my conversation about this topic. It's important, okay? So gossip, drama, and insecurities, truly, they're like three buddies that we just don't need to be in our world. We just don't have space for it. If you're right now a place in your life that you want results and you want success and abundance and you want to have a happy life and happy home and happy relationship and happy children and a happy vibe, then stay away from those three buddies because they're only going to bring you down and they're only going to suck out a piece of your life and your world that you want to shine. All right, everybody. DJ, kick us on something uplifting. And you guys check me out on lisacrown.com on Facebook or LinkedIn or at Coach LC, and that's ELSEE, on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Come on.